Time now for your letters. Yesterday, we reported on a study that finds genetically engineered crops, or GMO crops, being beneficial to the farmers who grow them.
Several of our listeners were not happy with that story. Marcel Montoya of Santa Fe, New Mexico, writes, "I was quite disappointed in what I found to be a very shallow look at GMO crops. You talked a lot about how GMO crops reduce the need for fertilizers, use less dangerous pesticides, and improve soil, but didn't mention at all that none of these crops can be grown organically. They are all completely chemically dependent, and the fact that they are only grown in giant monocrop farms that basically destroy the soil they grow on within a matter of years. Slowing soil degradation a little bit is by no means a solution. Get it together, guys, and look at the real story. Don't be a corporate propaganda machine."
Saturday's plane crash that killed the Polish president and many high-ranking members of his government left us wondering if the same thing could happen in the U.S. Many corporations already have very strict guidelines that prevent too many important executives flying on the same plane.
And that reminded Roger Cole of Cincinnati of a story. He writes, "As an analyst with a former employer, I asked our division VP about the company travel policy. He told me that no more than two vice presidents and no more than four senior managers were allowed on the same flight. When I asked him how many of the company's analysts or accountants are allowed on the same flight, he replied, 'All of them.' It was said with a smile, and we all thought it was funny, but it does put your spot on the food chain in perspective."
I'll keep those comments coming. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.